The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What a great way to end today. It was fantastic.
I feel like we've experienced just so many different traditions.
Oh, yeah. I think I've learned a lot. I mean, things, not necessarily things that I will pursue professionally.
You were really good at the basket weaving, I
thought. Thank you, Sam. I felt like I connected with my past, my ancestral past with the basket weaving, and I connected while I was wearing some beautiful things from Stuart Christie.
Stuart Christie, well, I think those tweeds really suit you.
Well, you're just full of it today, aren't you? What's up? What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I've got something planned.
Mm, okay.
To Scottish traditions.
To Scottish traditions and to sheepdogs. Oh, it doesn't. It just gets better.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast. It's a podcast dedicated to Outlander and Men in Kilts on Stars. How's it going? My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake. And I have to say this before we start any of this episode for Men in Kilts. I need to call it out that we have to celebrate something very important, Mary.
Yes.
We have to celebrate something very important. That is, season 7 of Outlander has been renewed.
Oh my God. We need, like, yes. I was just going to say, we're going to need some exciting sounds going on here.
You know what? Hold on. Before, you know, I'm going to let the music call out here. And this is what I'm going to do.
Makes me want to shout.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we all needed this. You know, we're turning this corner when it comes to the pandemic, shmandemic, all this, you know, stuff that's been going on for a year. And we all kind of had to close our doors and put on the masks and everything. And you sat there and you're looking at your time hop on Facebook and you're like, wow. I used to go outside. It's been a year now. You know, you just felt like, what just happened? And to get this news this weekend.
Yeah.
This
big
weekend
win.
Made me turn my frown upside down.
Yeah, I'm taking the W on this one, baby. I love this. I'm excited for season 7. I obviously have no idea where it's going.
Because you are not a book reader.
I'm not a book reader, and I don't know what the story is going to entail. Oddly enough, I'm surprised. Not that, you know, obviously Outlander's a great show and Stars thinks it's important, obviously, but considering how much it costs to make this show and the fact that the stars of the show are
as big as they are
getting much bigger and, the pandemic of it all, let's be honest. There's a lot of money that has been lost for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not looking good, but it is here, and story-wise, I hope we get right into the revolution, and, you know, just post-revolution, we'll see what happens, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
You know, so they have come out that it's going to be a 12-episode season.
Okay.
And what is interesting about this is they announced it before season 6 began. Like, usually they kind of announce, yes, we're renewing when a new season begins. So, you know, you'd think the season 6 premiere, it would go off well, it would be doing great. And then they'd say, guess what? We're going to do season 7. But I think because so many things have been delayed with COVID, you know, they're currently filming season 6 and working on it right now, that they just thought the world needs some good things to look forward to.
You know, it is so good. Let's do it again, Mary.
And the more time that we have with Sam and Kat as producers, Like, we were able to see what happened, the magic that happened this season, you know, this past season that we got to see. So I'm just interested. They're going to have some really nice time with this level of not only being the lead actors, but really integrally being involved in the show.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be super exciting. And while we go through these books, I'm not going to spoil anything because, as Blake said earlier, he's not a book reader.
Yep.
And I'm going to give a quick caveat for my book reader friend. So hold on one second. But I'm just excited because a lot of storylines are going to flourish in ways that are going to make you appreciate people who you may not have appreciated much.
Are we talking hashtag Roger?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying we're going to get to spend more time with other people in addition to our favorite couple. But I do want to say this. If you are a book reader of the Outlander series, or if you want to be a book reader of the Outlander series, we want to remind you, we have an exclusive community on Facebook. It's called the Outlander Cast Clan Book Club. And one of our staff members, our beloved Angela Hickey, is leading a read-along, a book series where you can catch on up. And the idea is that the read-along is going to be going right up until like 2 weeks before Bees drops. Okay. So you can like get caught up if you've read the entire series and you want to reread it, but you want to digest it in a different way. Connect with some other Outlander fans. This is where you want to be. And if you're someone who hasn't read the books, but you want to be part of this, you want to be part. I mean, new books coming out of a beloved series is a really, really, really big deal.
Big deal.
And it's more fun when you do it with other fans who get it, you know, and you're like a fan of Outlander, or if you're a fan of Harry Potter, whatever, but your friends at home don't get it. And you're like, you don't know. Like, I'm making like a menu tonight from the Outlander kitchen to go along as I like prepare to read this book when Amazon delivers it or whatever. Like, we're your people. We are your people. Outlander Cast Clan Gathering Book Club. And even if you've gotten off Facebook this past year, get yourself back on it, even if it's just for that book club.
Bigger deal. Bigger deal. Bees or Deathly Hallows?
Two very, 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 very different fandoms. So you're comparing oranges to apples. What's tough too? It'll be interesting. I'll tell you this. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the pandemic and if people are able to like go and get things in bookstores and have all kinds of, you know, pâtés and things like that.
Sure.
So apples to oranges, both extraordinary. I love me some fruit. All right. So after all this news, of course, as we said, Outlander season 7, and Blake and I have talked about something that we do want to make sure you guys know about, is we are still putting it out into the universe that we would like to have a premiere party for season 6.
Yes.
So when that date does get announced, you're going to want to find yourself a way to get to New England, because we're going to be having the party of all parties.
Oh, yeah. We actually planned the season 5 finale party. And I think for all you Outlander cast members, all you all the staff members, you guys already know where we were planning it. I'm thinking that we might have it at the same place. We might have it at the same place.
We'll see what happens.
You never know.
If we can.
We will. We will. Okay. Trust me. Well, we wanted to remind you guys that you can go to maryandblake.com for all of our podcasts, whether it is Outlander Cast, the one that you're listening to now, or This Is Us 2, which is returning tomorrow as Mary just keeps touching the mic. Or the brand new MCU Diaries, which is essays on Marvel television dedicated to all of the shows that the MCU or Marvel Studios is putting out on Disney Plus, which I'm very excited about. And Mary will be joining me for the wrap of season 1 for WandaVision, and I'll be beginning season 1 of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, starting, I think, on Saturday. I think it's Saturday or Monday, depending whichever one. So go to maryandblake.com, check out all the podcasts there, and of course our exclusive Facebook group, just called the Mary and Blake Facebook group, where you get to nerd out about all the great things that you just love and we love and have a great time.
Yes.
That's that. You ready, Marvin? Yes.
Yes, basically.
Yes to all of that, Blake.
Let's get into the show.
Let's do it.
All right. This episode. Give me all the details, Blake.
Well, the only detail, as always, is the fact that it's titled Culture and Tradition. And Mary, you know...
Culture? I got culture.
I got culture. Yeah, okay. What was the, what's the guy's name?
I don't know.
Jeffrey Hirsch. Jeffrey, get out of here. You're not allowed in Mary Blake Media.
I need my premium woman shirt.
I told him he's not allowed in this place. I got the
culture. Bounces. The premium women got culture.
The premium women, you know, those guys over there, you know, they know how to.
Jeffrey Hirsch accepted my friend request on LinkedIn. We're connected professionally.
What a tool bag, that guy.
It's okay.
The premium
he may be
women.
Our friend at some point.
No, he won't be.
Not when he realizes it was us.
I will personally make sure he's never our friend.
Okay, so
that jabroni.
Let's get into this episode and stop hating on Jeffrey Hirsch and his premium women.
What a clown. Oh, my God.
Blake.
Can't believe he's in charge of Stas.
Move on.
All right. Your kilt rating, Marvin. What is your kilt rating for tonight?
A 4.6.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it? That's what you got?
4.6? That's
what I got. Wow, I'm surprised about that.
I know.
I thought you'd be higher.
I know.
I'm giving it a 4.2. I enjoyed it. It felt this episode a tad generic, like they didn't know what to do with the stuff that they recorded. So they just put it into one big episode in the middle and said, yeah, culture and tradition. Yay. Because I feel like everything that we have seen so far is, in fact, culture and tradition. So, yeah, so that's that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's time for our GBGs, our goods, our bads, and our greats. And for those of you joining us live on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram, I would love for you to let us know what are your goods, bads, and greats for this episode.
Sorry.
Blake, let's start things off for you.
All right, my GBG. Let's see what we got here. My good. Graham just totally trolling Sam about his basket weaving.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best. And not even like being mean about it, but just being very subtle and being very good. He's like, you know, I did a really good job on that, Sam. Just excellent stuff.
He really did. He did
excellent
a fabulous
stuff.
Job.
My bad. For some reason in this episode, I don't know why, but I've noticed an uptick in the verbal back and forth between Sam and Graham, and like in the what you would consider the, you know, quotes voiceovers aspect of the show. It seems like they're doing more back and forth between the two, whereas I felt in the previous episodes it was just either Sam or Graham, but mainly Sam doing the voiceovers.
Yes.
And it reminds me of the book, and it's very shticky.
Shticky.
And it's like, no, let's just have one voiceover. Like, let's have one narrator, and let's just go with it. Don't be shticky with me. I don't need the shtick in the narration. I need the shtick together.
Okay.
So that is my bad. And my great, you're telling me to hurry up.
Yeah, I'm okay. I've heard shtick a million times. Let's move it on, buddy.
My great is the transition of Sam when he was just being totally obliterated by midges. And it was from him not having a net on his face to all of a sudden just having a net over his whole head. And there's no acknowledgement. There's no like... Dude, I got to get this net. Like, hey, can we get a net? Hey,
yep.
Like, this is ridiculous. Like, there's no acknowledgement whatsoever. All of a sudden, he's nothing, and he's swatting, and then there's a huge net, and they just pretend like nothing's happened.
Just moving on. Here we go. My good was the midges as well, because, you know, this is how it is with these little gnats. We call them gnats here in the Northeast.
Yes.
So the gnats do. They generally swarm one person. I don't know if it's just the person's scent, if it's the shampoo they wear. But if you've got someone that the gnats, midges, whatever, love, you're lucky. Because you saw Graham. Graham was there. He once during that conversation, batted his nose. And then the lady, she did something just a couple of times under her eyeglasses. Like, you could tell the midges were getting like near her eyes. But she held it together. Okay. She's like, this is my one moment where I get to share my Gaelic love. Like, I am all in. And there's poor Sam who can't concentrate. And as Blake said, it was so bad that someone gave him this mesh face covering thing, this mesh bag, and everyone just carried on. And they acknowledge it later on in the episode how bad it is. My bad, honestly, is that I need more time. I need more time with this show.
Yes.
I need more time learning about the suits. I need more time learning about the herbs. Like Graham McTavish says, oh, I learned so much. And I was like, what did you learn? I learned that onions on your head could maybe give you some hair. I learned that St. John's wort may be good for like pain and bleeding stopping, but you know that they recorded a heck of a lot more. Yes. And even at the end of this episode, Graham then also says again, I learned so much. And I sat there saying, I didn't. I mean, I learned a few bits, but I just really wish this episode was long. And I am rooting for season two of Men in Kilts. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I think they can go so much more in deep with this. So it's not that I disliked anything about the show, but I audibly said it to you, Blake, twice in this episode. Mm-hmm. We are moving too fast. Like, we're just... Okay, we're in one place and we're another, and we're not able to really satiate ourselves on the subject matter.
Right, right.
And then my great was the sheep herding excitement from Graham McTavish.
He was, I think that was the most excited he has been since he beat Sam in the sporting
the
aspect.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He just loved life. Like, he was in awe just of watching the sheepdogs. You know, like, look at them go. Oh, my gosh. Do you see that one? Do you see that one? And it was genuine. Because you know that there's sometimes where the show does feel scripted, does feel a little cheesy. But Graham's excitement of sheep herding.
He's like, this is incredible.
Par none.
So that's it. Is that your GBG?
That's my GBG. My good, my bad, my great.
Marvin, the standing question here, I think we ask each other every episode is... Are you still okay with the half hour time length, or?
I was not okay with the half hour time length in this episode.
Right, right. Or my next question is, do you just do less? Do you do less? Do you do less topics, less things?
I feel like this is a teaser for season two. I feel like this is a tester. Like, are people going to like this? And if so... Is there going to be behind the scenes DVDs? Are they just going to say we have enough footage for a whole episode on the herbs?
Sure, sure.
On, you know, the suit making. Like, could it would be a long time to spend a half hour with a herbologist, but I'd be down for it. I mean, we all watch Outlander. That's what Claire does. And the herbologist's name is Claire.
Right. Like, how is that not a big a deal? Like, how are we not talking about that? I mean, like, I know that it was addressed a little bit. But how are we not talking more about this? Like, this is the real Claire. Like, the one that I feel like they just modeled the character after for the show.
Kat just literally said, like, I want to see you pick plants and I will just model you.
Right.
I'll see how you do it. She probably had to.
Sure. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Let's talk about something that I do wonder about. How do you feel about a haggis poem in the middle of your episode?
That was almost my bad.
Yeah, it was going to be my bad as well.
So serious. So serious.
And I don't mind serious. Like, serious is fine.
Just came out of nowhere.
But like our cat who just came out of nowhere. I feel like I'm not sure if they had a good transition from one thing to the next. So they were like, yeah, Sam, yeah, get out there in the field and start talking about haggis. Like, it'll be a good transition for something.
You know, it's been interesting because in the book, in Clanlands, the book that is kind of like the diary version of Men in Kilts, they have some of the chapters broken up. The chapters all each start with like a little poem or some kind of a written thing. And then even in between, there's some little poems. So it's interesting to see that in the show as a reader of Clanlands. I'm like, oh, it reminds me of the book, but I was just kind of bored. And I often feel like I could hear Sam read the yellow pages.
Yeah.
But that's what it kind of felt like. Kind of felt like he was reading the yellow pages. Like, I'm not listening to anything you're saying. I'm just staring at you with this gorgeous backdrop. But
yeah. It was shot beautifully. It was great. But there was no DNA for that in the show. Like, in the book, you said, Mary, in the Clanlands, there is DNA for that. There is... the poems that start every chapter, and sometimes they even end chapters. But in this case, it was kind of like...
And then it's not like they went and ate haggis. It's not like they explained, like, this is how haggis is made.
Yeah.
This is why haggis is important to Scotland. It was just like, let's go see live sheep be rounded up and sheared.
And we have some commenters here in Facebook and YouTube. Kim on YouTube and Angela on Facebook are saying, well, I think the haggis poem might have been in there because it was leading up to the sheep.
Yeah.
yes, I'm willing to go there, but again, there's no DNA for that in the show. And Denise here on Facebook just says it. There's another 30 seconds we could have had with more Garlic. I would probably agree with you on that one. I would rather take that 30 seconds and put it somewhere else. Speak because we are in such a, you know, time crunch for the rest of the topics, and we're doing so much. And I think all the topics are great. Like I would love to learn more about the language and learning more about basket weaving and all the other stuff that's going on. Yeah, I'm in on that. Why do you think we didn't see Sam's uncle?
Oh, yeah. When they were like, oh, my great-great-great-great uncle used to be a great basket weaver. My uncle, who is alive, who actually built things for Outlander, is a basket weaver. And that was the first thing. When we saw two ladies, I said to Blake, why are we interviewing Sam's uncle, who actually made the stuff for the show? And the only thing that I can think of is that Sam has kept his family out of the spotlight as much as possible.
Yeah.
So I wondered if people asked him, like, hey, Sam, would you like to ask your uncle? And either Sam said, I would prefer not to, as, you know, I'm trying to keep my family secret and kind of away from all this. Or his uncle could have said, no, thank you. I saw what's happened to my nephew. And yeah. I am all set.
Right.
I'm all set with that. That's what I think.
I mean, it makes sense. And I'm not saying it was bad or anything. I would like to have seen that dynamic between the two, because I think that would be fun. That would be a lot of fun.
Agreed.
To see them.
It was funny how they were like, it sounds like everyone in Scotland is a basket weaver. There's one right there.
The suits and everything, it was so funny as they were walking up to the place that is the...
Stuart Christine Company.
Yes, that's like the oldest tailor shop from the 1700s. All I could think of was that movie, The Kingsmen. You know, because, you know, that the tailor shop is the front for The Kingsmen in that movie. And I was like, wow, well, I hope they just like press a button and the suits turn around. It's all guns and everything. Like, that'd be kind of cool. But yeah, The Kingsmen, yeah, I was thinking about that movie.
How much do you think suits cost there?
Oh, man.
I mean, the person's using, what was that? It almost looked like chalk. To me, it looked like a seashell, what they were using to draw on it.
It's like chalk. It's like, everybody, all tailor shops use those.
Oh.
Yeah, that's nothing special. Those 300-year-old scissors.
Yes.
Those are special.
You know, the shape of some of them reminded me of, once again, I live in Rhode Island, the Ocean State, so I'm around shells all the time. Yeah. It just reminded me of shells. But yeah, I was wondering like what you think the cheapest suit from there would even cost.
Oh, a couple grand. Couple grand at the least.
They get these suits and then we don't see them in it anymore. So I hope we get to see them in later episodes.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And yeah, the yards. Yards for a kilt. 9 yards per kilt of fabric. Mm. Imagine that. 9 yards.
Our friend Cat Dave on Instagram said one of the reasons is Sam's uncle doesn't live in the Highlands. Their focus is not on Dumfries and Galway.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So that would make sense too.
Like it.
So 9 yards?
9 yards.
Whew.
Yep, sure.
No, thank you.
And
it's a lot of cloth.
Pamela here on Instagram saying 5,000 to 10,000 for an average suit.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeesh.
There's like your trip to Scotland.
Woof. Yeah. Wow. Oh, God.
No, God. Please, no.
Leslie Ross did look it up, and she said about 3,000 for maybe one of the cheapest ones.
No.
So we're going to need to find out if this is pounds, if this is American
dollars.
If it's
pounds, forget about it. You know, you might as well just give up your savings account.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
God. Well, I mean, if you figure you go to a nice tailor shop here in the United States, you're going to pay $10,000 for a suit.
You know, we've had a lot of extra people that have had to interact with Sam and Graham. Remember, we talked last week about the creepy lady in the graveyard who was just drooling all over herself over Sam, just completely nerding out. And we've just had some people where their interactions have seemed a bit too forced, like with the band players.
Yeah, it was a little much.
But I gotta say, the sheep guys,
They were into it, man.
They were sheep dudes. They were like, good luck.
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes.
You guys are gonna be great.
Have fun.
Yeah, you guys, woo, good job.
And then Sam falls like straight up, kerflump. Falls, not even just a cute little fall. I mean, like dirt in his nostrils, kind of fall.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was neat. They just felt natural. You know.
You know, another funny part, undervalued, underrated part of this episode is the beginning when the motorcycle dies out on them.
These little bits, just like that, the canoeing was and stuff, you know, yeah. you know that they recorded stuff and they may have gotten some really good sound bites out of it, but just to open the show with those things. Yeah, and then you
could
they're
tell.
Going.
You could tell that it was not planned because even the camera was like all shaky.
Yes.
And that it was following them. Or they were following the camera and they stop and the camera's like, the guy is probably going, hey, what do I do? Like, what's going on? You know?
Yeah. We have not gotten to that part yet in Clanlands, but I cannot wait to read about this motorcycle and sidecar.
That would be, I can't wait to read about that. Too.
With Sam having to tell Graham, you're sitting in the sidecar.
The freaking death trap.
You're the Harry Potter to my Hagrid.
Oh, look at you.
You're a wizard, Harry.
That a girl.
You're
way
welcome.
To bring the heat
You're
on
welcome.
That one. By the way, listen to the Potterverse at marianblake.com.
Hey, there you go. They go to the Isle of Skye. I always get excited when we hear.
Because you know you want to sing the song.
Over the sea to Skye.
Little disappointed that they didn't sing the song. I know they sang it last episode or whatever, however many episodes ago it was. Kind of want to see him sing that again. Not going to lie.
What do you think about being a crofter in another life?
Doing sheep and cut, like using them shears to cut all the hair off.
Yep.
Nope. No thanks.
Oh, okay.
Nope. I'm out.
I love sheep.
I'll keep making
podcasts.
Can
I tell you why I love sheep?
Why?
So I went to school at the University of Rhode Island and we have a big, just a big like sheep farm there just for our veterinary students. We have a lot of sheep, a lot of cows, and the little lambs are always born near my birthday. So that's part of the reason why I love tulips are my favorite.
Have the lambs
just
stop
little,
screaming.
Little lambs. But I don't like it when they get rid of the lambs' tails. These lambs had tails. These sheep had tails.
Yep.
Here at my place,
they're cutting tails off?
Because the tails collect poop.
Oh,
so sheep have tails. Like,
yeah.
Oh, this doesn't have a tail,
no,
but
Betty does not have a tail.
They have tails, and it's like part of the early thing. They just, you know, get it off and stuff, and you know, they end up being fine. It's just for cleanliness or whatever. But I didn't know that either, because you know, we don't see sheep with tails.
No, you just figure they don't got tails.
Nope.
It's okay.
They do. But that's what I noticed right away. I was like, these sheep have tails. But little lambs are so stinking cute.
These guys, though, these crofters were great because they were...
The amount of land that they just get to look over every day.
And they were real. They were like, the guy's like, oh, Christ above, like that whole thing. Like, that was great.
Yes.
And Sam saying, oh, this is great. Connecting with the land and yada, yada. This is awesome.
I mean, he connected.
I can't think of a better thing. He's like, why don't you come back in January, buddy? Why don't you shovel this stuff out with me? Then you can tell me you can connect to the land.
That's what I mean. They were just so natural with them. You know that they went out and had like a pint or something after, had a little dram together with Sam and Graham.
Yeah,
oh,
sure,
my goodness.
Sure, Sam. Why don't you go back to acting, you
come
jabroni.
Come back in January, We'll have you shovel some poop after this, some frozen
poop. Bring your snow pants.
Unless you haven't been sponsored for those yet.
Does Bob or do snow pants? I don't think so.
So what do you think Sam's planning for this next episode or whatever? Because at the end, the last clip, you know, Graham's just saying, oh, I had such a nice time. And Sam's, you know, being a little menacing. And he says, I have something up my sleeve.
It has to do with something physical in nature. You know that Graham does not want to do. It has to be.
I mean, Graham doesn't want to do just about anything.
But he particularly despises physical things.
So what do you think he'll really not want to do?
I don't know. I'm surprised he even entertained the thought of getting in the death trap motorcycle with Sam.
I'm trying to think of something that's like really yucky, like sticky yucky. Because Graham has been a pretty good sport. I mean, he did all the sport things. That's why I don't know if it's about just a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's done all the sport stuff. He did the dancing. He doesn't like Sam being in control of things.
Oh, you know, Brittany here on Facebook says she says it shows them rappelling in the next episode.
That
would do it.
Especially
if Sam's on the other end, making sure the rope don't go.
That would be it.
Nope. I could see Graham saying, nope, I'm not doing that.
Overall, another fun episode. You know, I've said it before and we'll say it again you know what was weird?
What's that?
Episode had, and it might just be for every episode, but we just haven't noticed it. It says like adult content.
Yeah.
Because we have watched a lot of these episodes with our kids. We didn't watch the scary one last week. Which wasn't even that scary, but we didn't watch that one with them. But, you know, I remember seeing it. I was like, oh, adult content. Is someone going to be naked? We've already seen Sam's butt. Do they talk about, like, sex? Do they talk about drugs? Like rock and roll? What is going on that's so adult content? And I don't know if it was just the fact that they like drink.
Right. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, they literally got an outfit, learned a different language, learned how to shear a sheep. They didn't swear.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I don't know. I'm not sure what it would be. What do you think? What?
The what? Potatoes. When they talk about how it could be used as a sieve, and they're like, oh, you know, would anyone hear like a potato, Graham, right away?
Yes.
He hasn't had his 11s yet.
No, no.
Yes, please.
Definitely not.
And then Sam's like, I guess I'll have one. And Graham's like, which one do you want? Sam goes, a small one.
The smallest one. The guy hasn't eaten potato in 10 years. There's no way he's going to eat one of those things.
He did eat it because we saw him.
Did he really?
We saw him chewing as he was learning how to basket weave, but then he kept tossing Graham more potatoes.
Right.
And
Potatoes.
And
sorry.
No! And I just loved it because Graham, in the book especially, is always hungry, isn't eating his snacks. And you can just tell that he was
He's like, dude, give me all of the potatoes. Please. I don't care if it's hot. It will sear my skin. I will not be able to taste anything for 3 weeks.
And Sam's sitting there with like the one carb that he's had in the last century.
He has to do extra pull-ups tomorrow.
He's calculating his mind like, after we're done with this shoot, I'll just run to the hotel. Rather than drive.
You know he's having like an anxiety attack as he's got half of this teeny tiny potato in his mouth.
Just thanking goodness that they're not buttered.
Graham's like, where's the butter? Where's the salt?
Yes. Oh, you know, fun episode.
What do you think about the second Blackjack adjacent reference?
Fine.
In this.
When Claire, the herbologist.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, no.
I've heard I'm not supposed to show you the lavender.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought it was cute because, lavender's there. Obviously, it would have been there. And it was just, I like when they have those little references because it's made for Outlander fans. Like, that's why we're watching it. We're all Outlander fans. So, yeah, I thought it was cute. It wasn't like the Graveyard Ladies reference.
Right, right.
So,
yeah, that was
out of
like,
control.
Whoa. This,
yeah, I will take the botanist over the Graveyard Lady every day.
Yeah, right. And then lastly, what do you think about... I'm not sure if Graham was legitimately upset with Sam calling him out, how he couldn't read all the Gaelic on the dummy cards. And he's like, yeah, it had to be written really large letters, dude. And Graham looked at him, gave him a death stare.
He did.
I don't think it was all that serious, but man, he got called out in front of millions of people.
He did. And, you know... Yeah, no, I took it as like he was surprised that Sam said that because I assume that most actors are pride, you know, they have pride in their work and in memorizing their lines.
Right,
and especially,
right.
You know, there's so many things, so many movies and shows where people have to learn different languages. I mean, gosh, you even look at Game of Thrones, having to learn Dothraki, you know. So, you know, for Graham to...
Dracarys. Sorry.
Say to have to stand up for himself and be like, buddy, it was a 6-page thing. Like I had to, but
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, this is why I really love their dynamic because they do bust on each other. Like this isn't a fully scripted show. This is Sam and Graham being two guys who are having fun doing these travels, but also like to pick on each other a little bit. So I liked the realness of it.
What was the thing, as we said earlier, this episode, I think, was kind of all the stuff that was put into the middle because they were like, we don't know what to do with all this. So they just said, yeah, culture and tradition. What?
Fiddler on the Roof, hello? Yeah,
no, I know, okay. I know. I'm whistling past that because I don't want to do that. I don't want to see you start dancing. What do you think, if you had to choose one thing to do more of from this episode, I think this will be a fun little experiment going forward. What's the one thing if you could choose for them to do more of and get rid of the Haggis poem and, you know, like if you
or
had
if
to...
Or if there was a 45-minute episode instead of a half-hour episode, what would have I wanted
more of
these things? I would have wanted more time with the herbs because it was so important to Claire.
Yes.
You know, so sheep shearing, I could also say some of the Gaelic, but like, what are we gonna? I'm not gonna learn it in 15 minutes, you know. I'm not. I think it's a beautiful language. I liked hearing it, but it's not like anything's gonna soak in. But for me, you know, knowing that herbs, can still be used today. I wouldn't recommend it for myself because I'll probably mess it up. But it's just so integral in Claire and Claire's journey that that's what I wanted more of.
Yeah.
Especially because Graham was pointing it out. I learned so much. Well, good for you. I didn't.
Yeah. If I had to, if I had to pick one.
Mm-hmm. Or the suits. The tweed.
I think I might go tweed.
Yeah.
Though I would like to
mention that one. Yeah.
I don't know why I would like to see more, but I would like to see more of Sam and Graham running around with the dogs and the sheep.
Know.
That was.
I would have liked
funny.
To see more of the fabrics in the tweed shop. I would have liked to learn more about how it's made. That's one of the things I thought when we were with the sheep. I was thinking, okay, are we going to start to see how the tweed is made? That would have been a nice.
Yeah, I. There's also an argument to be made for the Gaelic, too. I think that would be fun, but, like, how much can you watch of them saying, okay, this is this word, say it and repeat it. Like, that to me is...
Yeah.
I would like to learn more about the history, but the thing is, we also just got a ton of history with Gilarige in one of the previous episodes. So, if I had to put my money on something, it's going to be the tweed suits.
Tweed.
And I would like to know... No, who came through there, and who are the people that the famous people, and what did you give them, and give me some stories and horror stories or whatever that you have,
or kilt making or any of this kind of stuff. You're right. Like, this is not only something that people have worn for centuries, but people can still go to the shop and participate. Granted, we will not be buying a $5,000 or $10,000 suit there.
No,
and
never.
We go to Scotland.
Even if I had the money, I don't think I would do it.
But just to know, and as I said, I really felt like there was going to be a connection between the sheep shearing and the tweed, and it wasn't there. So you know what? I might be changing. Well, no, I'm stick with my herbs, and you could stick with your tweed. We'll just wish
you like
for
my
it
choice better, don't you?
I do.
You like my choice
I do.
Better. That's okay.
Oh, and then there was also the weaving, the basket weaving.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get them to bend? Do you have to soak the willow? I missed that.
That's a good. That's something that maybe you would like to learn a little bit more about. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
You know what? And if I had to change
it,
I just
want to learn it all.
If I had to change it a little bit more too, you know what it is?
Okay.
More van time. Give me all the van time.
I know.
Give me every bit of that van time.
We just need a podcast of van time that just can hit record and we can listen to all of it. That would it be called. Sam, Graham, in a van.
We should be on the team.
Dr. Seuss.
We should be on the team. We could be the producers.
No.
And we could make a podcast, just Sam, Graham, in a van.
Okay.
And
assume they're going to have a whole, like, a bit about kilts, though. Like, this wasn't even covering kilts. So I'm assuming... The different ways to wear them, the different ways that the family could be represented, how, like, your family plaid, like, there's different versions of your family plaid based upon, you know, if it's for formal wear or if it's for everyday wear.
Right.
So I assume that's coming.
All right. Anything else you want to say about this episode, Marvin?
That's it.
All right. Shall we close it out?
Yes.
Let's do it.
This moment to thank you right now for listening. We made this podcast as a little, I don't know, experiment to see if we could find anybody out there who was excited about Outlander and Scotland and geeking out, and we were able to find not just one person, but many people, and one of them being you watching right now or listening right now. So we want to take this moment to thank you. It's been a wonderful 7 years so far. We're going to keep on going, especially with the news of season 7 of Outlander being announced. We're going to keep going strong here at Outlander Cast with Mary and Blake, but we do want to take a moment to invite you to a very special community called the Nerd Clan.
Go to the jointhenerdclan.com where you get tons of great bonus episodes and premium podcasts and book clubs. Mary's doing a book club for Bridgerton, The Duke and I. I'm doing a book club. I just finished the print shop scene in Voyager. In Voyager. Oh, man. Have to say, might be my favorite chapter written so far. Throwing that out there. It is excellent. And not just because, the print shop, but everything that's come before it, how it was written, how it was all delivered, the payoff of everything, and Jamie just falling to pieces over the whole thing. Like, excellent. And the awkwardness of it, it's just excellent. Excellent. And the subversion of Jamie just passing out.
Basically, you can listen to Blake geek out about the books from Outlander.
The balls it must have taken to write a chapter like that from Diana. I mean, like, in the middle of your book with this big reunion and you have it in your main, the King of Men, the main character just pass out.
It's just
excellent stuff.
I love it.
So we have all that at jointhenerdclan.com. And in the most importantly, the community. The community there is incredible. The back and forth between all the nerds, all of you in there, it is a special place where you get to be just who you are and nerd about the things that you love and feel a real sense of belonging and community. And that's what it's really all about for us.
So if these podcasts bring you joy, please know that going to jointhenerdclan.com costs as little as $2 a month. It's less than a cup of coffee. So if you enjoy these podcasts, if they bring you joy, please, please, please know that it directly supports Blake and I. This is a independently run podcast company. It supports all of the media endeavors that we do here that really just started out as a way for us to connect with you. So thank you all so much. We're going to keep on going along with Clanlands. We'll have another episode of that coming out this week for the book, as well as a chapter, an episode for This Is Us, which returns this week on our podcast, This Is Us 2.
And the MCU Diaries. Don't forget that.
And Potterverse. Basically, anything that we do, you can find out at maryandblake.com or find us on our social media channels by searching Mary and Blake. On that note, my name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake.
And you've been listening to Outlander Cast.